The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel that it's a beautiful day. To let it get away on the road.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it is a beautiful day, and in the house on Pep Talk right now, we have our friends from Avalon HR. Chip Wood, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing, and the Benefits and HR Manager, Stacy Oren, is here. Good morning, you two. How are you?
Well, we're
good
just
morning.
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've been saying it all morning. I'm loving this beautiful weather.
It's great outside.
I'm all about the cool and no humidity.
Yes.
I love it all day long.
Although the humidity is supposed to come back, they said...
It's going to get a little cooler, but,
yeah,
right, or something?
It's supposed to get cooler this evening, and then by the weekend, the humidity's supposed to be back.
Maybe
so.
A little rain on Sunday, yeah. I saw, but I'll take it.
That's all right. My yard needs it.
Yeah. So what is happening in the world of HR right now and Avalon HR? Well, first of all, let's tell everybody who you are and what y'all do, because someone might be listening. Maybe it's toward the end of the year. They're thinking about making a change. So what are some of these services you provide?
The calls we're getting right now is mm-hmm. a lot of businesses are starting to investigate moving their payroll services.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you do it at the first of the year, or on the quarter is best.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. Your SUTA rates reset
at the first of the year.
Your SUTA, state unemployment.
Oh, okay. So you want to use the acronyms, I have to make sure, because
I'll let you know, because there's too many of them. Everybody uses acronyms nowadays for everything.
You got to be careful, because you might think it's one thing and it turns out to be another.
Or you could get slapped in the face.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Chip.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to digress there.
No. There's a lot of things that reset at the first of the year.
Right.
Your state unemployment rate, which mm-hmm. is your SUTA.
Uh-huh.
And workers' comp will be reduced at the first of the year because Florida, again, has reduced. It's the only insurance that I know in this state that has gone down 6 years in a row.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
And so workers' comp, over the, not every single code, but most, if you combine them all together, mm-hmm. it's about a 7% decrease this year.
So this is the cost to the employer.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And our cost will go down a little bit too, which mm-hmm. we pass on. So it's all really... Great, good stuff going on. But a lot of businesses now are inquiring about our services for the first of the year. Stacy's getting hit with a whole lot of, and she can go into this, about, well, what are the new health insurance rates going to be?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Well, take it away, Stacy.
Oh, goodness gracious, folks. You know, first of all, the big hang-up with the government shutdown right now, a large part of it, is funding for the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
ACA, Obamacare, Marketplace, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same thing, right? And the way that has been working is there are large subsidies provided from the government to these plans for people who cannot afford their employer's health care coverage, their mm-hmm. employer does not offer health care coverage, or for whatever reason they're not able to gain coverage through other means, mm-hmm. okay? And the stumbling block now is, like I said, to whether to continue that funding or not. If that funding is discontinued, the prices of those plans are going to skyrocket. Like we mm-hmm. don't know, they're going to go right back in line with commercial insurance products.
Right.
Which we are seeing lots of just increases across the board. I'm in a lot of HR groups on different platforms, different social platforms that, you know, it's for HR professionals only that we can discuss things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing I'm seeing on there is particularly positive when it comes to health insurance renewals. And what people have to remember, and health insurance renewals are driven by claims cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is why we stress so hard. Don't go to the emergency room if it's not
An emergency.
An emergency. If you're upright, you're breathing, you're not seeing body parts you're not supposed to, start at urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
If urgent care then sends you to the ER, different story, right?
Right.
But our first line of defense, you know, I took somebody to the emergency room a while back for they were in a potential cardiac issue, and the lady checking in front of us said, "Well, my leg's been hurting for about 3 weeks, so I thought I should come and get it looked at." Ma'am, urgent care is not the place for you. I mean,
emergency.
The emergency room
right.
is not the place for you.
Not
that's an
emergency.
Urgent care mm-hmm. issue.
Or primary doctor.
Right. So, you know, by walking in the door, you're guaranteed a $3,000 bill just by walking through those doors,
mm-hmm.
right? So we stay out of emergency rooms. We do our preventative care visits. Those are covered at 100% on every insurance policy. That's part of the ACA as well.
Mm-hmm.
That preventative care, your annual checkup, mammograms for women, prostate checks for men are all covered, no cost to you, because they want you to be proactive in your care.
Right.
That's what keeps things from becoming a crisis, right? That's when we find things early that can be easily treatable, as opposed to not going to get those yearly checkups, going in when we're in crisis, and then we've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the rates are driven by the claims.
That okay? makes sense, yeah.
So you can yell at me all day long about how much your price went up, but it's a direct reflection of your group.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
And the healthcare that what's being paid out. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that plan went up 50%.
Well, just 70%. Like your auto insurance goes up.
Negative.
Oh.
That's a sore subject with me right now.
Oh.
I was going to say, uh-oh.
With no claims, no tickets, no nothing, I just got my renewal and it went up $900. Absolutely
no reason
I know. For that. But
yeah.
Anyway, back to healthcare.
Back to healthcare. Sorry about that.
You know, so we're getting a lot of calls right now. People, we are a 4-1 renewal on our healthcare. So people are getting their January 1. And, you know, they're asking me, Chip, well, can you promise me to come 4-1, your rates won't go up? Absolutely not. You know, that would just be a flat lie. We're not going to do that. No, we cannot promise you that. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have been talking to them already. I talk to them way too much. Like, they have my personal, our Blue Cross Blue Shield reps have my personal cell number. I have their personal cell numbers. We talk that often.
Because mm-hmm.
we're like, okay, what can we do? What's the trend looking like? What are we looking like? You know, what can I do to possibly head this off? But, you know, our owner called me yesterday and he said, well, what's going to happen with the ACA? I don't know. I wish I did. I don't know.
It's the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We'll straighten that acronym out real quick.
Yeah, I said that. Marketplace, ACA, Obamacare, all the same thing.
All the same thing.
I don't know. And if those people lose those subsidies and can't afford this coverage,
mm-hmm.
they will come to us asking for coverage. I can't tell you right this minute if our coverage will be affordable for you or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what you had on the marketplace. I don't know what you were paying. I don't know. You know, many people have probably seen some of the movements. There's a big movement, and I'm not advocating this, okay, when I say this, but I've seen it, and so passing along what I've seen in trends and things happening, there's a big push on social media platforms to cancel your health insurance come January 1st.
I saw that, and that's probably not a good idea. But I don't know.
It depends. you know, like I said, I'm not advocating. I'm not saying, yeah, do it. Because, no, absolutely not. But in some situations, it might not be the worst thing. You know, they're like, take what you're paying now, set it aside in an interest-bearing savings account.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use it, you have it. Just let it. And I think that's most of the problem. People won't leave it there.
Wasn't that a health savings account? Or is that different?
No, an HCA. But that an HCA plan, a health savings account, has to be tied to a high deductible health plan.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there's very specific rules for that.
Gotcha.
The flexible spending plan, the FSA, you can have whether you have health insurance or not, but mm-hmm. that's a use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But those are both great tools for setting money aside for your healthcare needs. They're excellent. But the HCA still has to be tied to a health plan, okay, in most situations.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a good option. Another savings account, that an interest-bearing savings account may be a good option. You really have to look at your personal situation. And then the one unknown is you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Chip and his family are a perfect example of that. You know, they had a member of their family wake up at work Friday, all good, Saturday morning in the ER, and it started a disastrous chain of events, right? So it's those emergencies, those unexpected things. If you're in an accident, if you fall off your roof, if you're in, you know, there's just the unplanned things, right, that you can never know. I don't know what's best for anybody right now. People call me all the time, what should I do? I don't know. I don't know your personal situation.
Right.
I don't know your household situation. I don't know your medical situation. And those are things, as your HR director, I do not need to know. Because I find, you know, people, as they talk, they tell me way more than I ever wanted to know. And I'm like, please don't tell me this. Like, I almost want to stop them. Like, please don't tell me these
stop
things.
While you're ahead.
Yeah, just ask your question. Don't elaborate with details that could potentially impact what happens to you later down the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it may seem casual. You're like, well, you know, what's the coverage for this medication?
Right.
Okay, I can tell you that. I can tell you where to go to find it. But then the conversation continues. Well, you know, I hurt my back 20 years ago, there are days I can't get out of bed, blah, blah, blah. And then lo and behold, you have a work comp claim where you've hurt your back. But you've already told me you've been dealing with this issue for 20 years.
Oops. That's probably not good.
No. And as part of my due diligence and my responsibilities, I have to tell the carrier that. Hey, you know, this is not a new issue.
Right.
So, you know, I wish, folks, that I had a crystal ball and I could tell you what's going to happen.
I don't think anyone knows at this moment.
They don't. And so, you know, it's frustrating. It's as frustrating for you as it is for us. Because, like I said, when we're asked those questions right now, the only truthful answer we can give you is we don't know. And I hate that. I hate being given that answer when I'm asking somebody a question. And I hate giving that answer.
Gotcha.
But it's where we're at.
So as a PEO, which is a professional employment organization.
Very good, ma'am.
I'm curious now, as we're talking about some of these things, obviously we're in a government shutdown and we've got folks being on furlough. As an employment company, you know, the things that you do,
right,
how is that affecting your business?
It has, to the standpoint that we have a lot of companies that we do payrolls for that do government contracts.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
And so now they can't fulfill those contracts.
So it's just all on hold?
It's all on hold.
Okay. I was just curious.
And we have one company here locally that does contracts all over the United States for the military.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They furnish nurses and so forth to hospitals for the military. And they can't furnish them.
Wow.
Because they won't get paid.
Right.
So it's a vicious circle right now. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I'm not placing any blame on one particular group or party affiliation, because that's not our job.
We probably don't want to go there this morning. But,
no.
You know, there's a lot of opinions out there, of course, and it's a hot topic. But I just was thinking from the actual practical side of it, from an employment company, how it must be difficult to manage all of this, I would assume.
It is, because we have, like, that same company that does government contract work, they also have a bunch of employees that don't do government contract work.
Right.
So they're getting paid while the other ones are not.
Ooh, gosh. Yeah, that's
so
a tough situation.
It does, and it gives Stacy a few nightmares. But hopefully all this is going to get fixed pretty quick.
Okay. We're talking this morning with our friends from Avalon HR, and they provide all kinds of employment. They're a professional employer organization, and they provide all kinds of assistance to employers. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. And we did get a question that came in. This is a good one. It says, do you offer your services to nonprofit organizations?
Absolutely.
Okay. How does that work? Is it the same fee structure, or is there?
No, the fee structure is a little different.
Uh-huh.
But it depends on the number of people. All payrolls are based off the number of people that are in the group.
Right.
Because that involves the workers' compensation and how much that workers' compensation is. We'll say if your payroll is $100,000 a year versus $2 million a year.
Right. Well, there's so many of them are small with
sure.
two or three employees,
absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
And then we have some nonprofits that have over 50.
Right, of course.
And they're spreading employees out all over the United States, but
right.
But that's okay, because we'll cover them. You know, we've got one particular person that's living in Idaho that works for a local company, nonprofit here in town.
Well, remote work has become the thing ever since COVID, right?
Yes, it has.
So that's been a big change in
the
market.
We see a lot of that, though, and we take care of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to have that person's address because that now is the office. And that is the location of the office in that particular state.
So it is. There are different rules in that state.
Oh, absolutely. And then their wage structure is going to be different than ones that are here in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that state, they have a state income tax where we don't in Florida. So then we have to do, but we take care of that. We do that. That's what we do.
Right.
Leave that up to us. You don't need to worry about those kind of things.
That's the beauty of having your own HR company.
That's why I always tell people, just give us a call, 850-475-1555. And I'm available all the time. I even will give you my cell number if you need to talk to me right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because we help a lot of companies that have anything from payroll tax issues. Because a lot of businesses have payroll tax issues.
Well, it's funny how that payment comes around pretty quick when you're busy, having been a CEO in the past, and suddenly I'm like, whoa, this is due right now.
Absolutely.
And so it helps when you have someone that's watching that for you.
And the IRS is pretty strict. Not pretty strict. They're very strict,
about
payroll taxes.
Correct.
Your personal taxes, you can get away with a little bit here and there. Or you can call them up and delay it. Not with payroll taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lock you up in a heartbeat.
And then come the fines.
Yep.
Lots of fines.
Lots of fines, and they're not very forgiving on that because they view that as you're stealing from your employees.
Mm, okay, explain that a little bit. How does that, in case someone is not familiar with it, how it works?
Well, payroll taxes, there's five components to a payroll to begin with, or four actually. There's your state unemployment, your federal unemployment, your Social Security and Medicare tax, and your federal unemployment. So what you do is, and your workers' comp. So all of these things, especially on your state taxes and your federal taxes. Let me back up to that.
Okay.
So on your federal unemployment taxes and on your Medicare and...
New name.
That probably would fit. But your Medicare and Social Security tax, if those are not paid, then the employer must match those funds.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I've had employers go, well, I don't care if they get it or not. Well, yeah, you do, because they'll lock you up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very strict rule on that. So we want to make sure that all the employers understand that, and 9 out of 10 of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, give us a call and we'll go through that with you too.
And as they say, ignorance is no excuse.
Not
with the IRS.
Not at all. They quit recess because they don't play.
There you go. We're talking with our friends with Avalon HR. If you've got a question for them, 850-437-1620. Chip Wood is here. Stacey Oren. Stacey, with all the benefits and everything that's happening right now, so many things are changing. It must be hard to keep up with everything. But that's what you do. I mean, y'all are very good at staying on top of the latest changes.
Well, again, it's, you know, the associations, the membership we have, you know, all those are pretty costly per year, but it's what keeps us in the know. There's some changes coming up. We'll talk about, I'm not prepared to fully go into that today, the 401k and Roth catch up for folks over 50. I just had to attend a webinar yesterday because I had read it, didn't understand it, went to a webinar yesterday, and I'm not sure I feel much better about it than I did.
That makes me nervous if you don't understand it.
Well, I do and I don't. I just don't know how they're going to calculate it. They don't know how they're going to calculate it, and the government's given us a one-year grace period to figure it out.
They do that. You know, that happens not only on her side of the fence, but on our side of the fence, too, is that we'll get involved with a new law that they want to do, and they'll say, well, here's going to be how we're going to do this.
Right.
But we'll let you know when we actually do it. Well, then why are you even coming up with all this stuff? But we have to be trained, and we have to know all of these new rules that are coming into place, because as we pointed out a few minutes ago, we do payrolls just not in Florida. We do them all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very familiar with what each state is doing.
Right.
Right. And you know, the 401k thing, this is part of the Secure 2.0 Act that we have talked about before that had the mandatory enrollment. Like if you do not take action on your plan after your eligibility date, you're automatically enrolled at a 3% deferral. That will go up every year until you hit a certain percentage and then it stops. This... The Roth catch-up is another provision of the 2.0 Act, but it, because of the complicated nature of it, it has been pushed out from the rest of the Secure 2.0. They kept saying, we're not ready to do this yet. So they've stopped the extensions. The deadline is January 1st, 2026 to start this provision. But they're saying, we still don't fully know how to tell you how this is going to work. So there's a one-year grace period while we see what happens.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, that's comforting, right? The government says, we're really not sure. Because it would involve changes to W-2s, the way you're... income is figured. There's a lot of things involved, right? Okay.
So if the Secure 2.0 Act, just real quick.
It was provisions regarding your retirement plan. Basically, like I said, the auto enrollment was probably the biggest feature from that. Wanting people to contribute to their 401ks by the mandatory enrollment and things like that. Now, you can still opt out of it. But what happens is most people don't realize they're contributing till the opt-out period has even passed.
Oh,
right?
I see. Okay.
There's a short period of time where you can get that money back. But if you go past that, the only thing you can do then is stop your election moving forward. And I tell people, don't stress it. The money's there. Let it sit and make some money. Let it do what it does. But it was just a lot of things wrapped around retirement. And the two biggest ones, like I said, were the auto enrollment and this Roth catch-up. And this catch-up provision only truly applies to a very small bracket of people, age 50 and over, earning over $145,000 a year. And it basically says, once if you've met the maximum contribution on pre-tax deferrals, which is what most people call 401k, and you've met the catch-up provision on the pre-tax deferrals, you must be allowed to continue to contribute, and it rolls over to a Roth catch-up.
Interesting. Okay.
So they're still working that out with, obviously if you didn't participate in a Roth, that shouldn't be mandatory for you if that's not what you want to do. But there's several different things they're working out. Like I said, because it does affect, the pre-tax deductions lower your taxable income. And so that changes a lot of factors.
Sure
it does. So they're still trying to work all that out. It's they're like, well, give us a year. Let's see how it works. Our payroll company that came up in the webinar yesterday, they're one of the largest for PEOs. And our 401k company has a direct relationship with them. So they're working together on that already to make sure all of our participants' information are correct.
Okay.
So that's where having those big partnerships, and if someone else, I have to look after it, but our 401k provider has my back.
Right.
They're looking after it.
Good.
And they'll be like, hey, Stacy, Chip's coming up on maxing out his deferrals. Is he in a Roth? Is he not in a Roth? Does he want to be? Because this is what's going to happen next.
Interesting.
So it's those partnerships that make it possible to do what we do, because there's no way any of us could keep up with all the things that we, even in our own departments, it would be impossible. So we are blessed and fortunate enough to have those partners that look after us, help us, and provide the information we need.
Talking with Avalon HR, and I'm just sitting here thinking, boy, I sure am glad I have you to take care of this, because it sure is complicated. But that's the whole point, so that you can focus on your own business and have those services
to help you.
And
that's the whole thing. We want to simplify things for you so you can deal with what you do as the core of your business.
So if someone wants to come in and have a consultation, how does that work? Because we're down to about the last minute here. So
we're at 100
how do they
South
reach
Pace.
You? Okay.
100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. We are a local PEO. Everything is done right here in town. We are not have an office presence, and our home office is in like Sarasota.
Gotcha.
We are right
okay.
Here.
So, what are your hours? You're here Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. No obligation. Drop by, visit us. Give us a call, 850-475-1555. We'll be happy to talk to you and untangle the web.
Yes, I'm so relieved to know you're there. Avalon HR, thank you so much for Stacy and Chip for being here with us this morning. Really interesting program.